Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now, the aforementioned Gary Wolfel. He was at the game with the fan. Gary, your thoughts on what you saw tonight?
Well, the Bucks played by far their best all-around game of the season. And excuse me, I was talking to Jamie Dimon, one of the Bucks majority owners, after the game, and he totally agreed. He thought this was their best effort, and you know, they were spurred on by just a fabulous crowd. And before the game, it was kind of interesting. I was talking to Thon Maker, and he goes, "Remember Game 3 last year against Toronto and how this place was just absolutely bonkers?" He goes, "I hope it is that way tonight." And it was. It was a great crowd.
Yep. What happened in Game 3 against Toronto last year?
You tell me.
They blew him out.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happened after that?
Right.
And see, that's the thing, though. And I think the difference is that they were playing that helter-skelter, hair-on-fire defense, and there was no way, from an energy standpoint, they could sustain that. They're not playing that crappy defense nearly as much now here in the playoffs. And the reason I think they won tonight, obviously, was Thon Maker was a huge part of it. But the physicality, the knock-em-in-the-mouth physicality that they brought for four quarters, they stepped on their throat and they wouldn't let them get them off the mat all four quarters. That was something Boston didn't see coming. The Bucks haven't been this physical all year.
No, I totally agree. And I'll tell you, the guy, I think, who was really, really flying under the radar as far as recognition for this game is Malcolm Brogdon. And if you look at his stats, yeah, I think he only had, what, 5 points or something like that. And he didn't shoot the ball real well, but he did an incredibly good job on Jaylen Brown. And Jaylen Brown only had 2 points in the first quarter, and that's when the Bucks jumped on him. And I don't know what Brown ended up with, but it wasn't anything close to his 25-per-game average. So
no, Brown tonight ended up with 11 points, 4 of 9 shooting.
Yeah. Who did Brown do?
Jaylen Brown. That's what I said. Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
11 points, 4 boards,
yeah,
and 1 assist.
And he entered the game averaging 25 points.
Right.
So, I mean, Brogdon did his job.
And the other thing, guy they shut down was Marcus Morris, who absolutely killed him in this series through the first two games. Brown only had 7 points, 5 boards, had 4 turnovers, 2 of 8 from the floor for Marcus Morris. That was also a big factor tonight, too. All right, so going forward Sunday at noon, what do you think is the biggest key for this Bucks team to win Sunday?
Well, I think everybody has to play their roles like they did tonight. I mean, that was maybe one of the few times in a long, long time where everybody was on the same page. I mean, they were playing as a unit, as a team, and there was a lot of cohesiveness. And, you know, if they do that, I think they're going to be fine.
What about Thon Maker? Do you think he can do that again?
No. I wish he could. I mean, you know, you never know. Maybe, you know, Thon's confidence is up. But I give him a ton of credit because he has not been playing a lot, you know, in the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, you know. And this was by far their most important game. And he came out and played big.
Yes, he did. Gary, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Steve.
There he is, Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored common sense mortgage products since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.